Welcome to this week's Be in the Know. In the studio from Ingle Lane Theater in Streeter, we have Dan and Angie McKenzie. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello. So you guys have a big show coming up. Actually, opening afternoon is this afternoon, a show called Animal Crackers. Dan, you're the director, so tell us all about this show.
Well, first of all, I hope we can get back in town soon enough. We had the distinct honor of opening Ingle Lane's 60th anniversary season, which is their Diamond Jubilee, 60 years of community theater, I know. And in a fitting fashion, we're going to open the season with a show that premiered on Broadway 89 years ago this year. It is the Marx Brothers comedy classic Animal Crackers, written by George S. Kaufman and Maury Reskind, with music by Bert Kalamar and Harry Ruby. And I've got to say, I might be a little biased, but it's a hoot.
It sounds like a hoot.
It's definitely a fun show, and me not particularly being an Animal Crackers or Marx Brothers fan, I got to tell you, these guys, this cast has sucked me in completely, and I find myself laughing when I probably shouldn't be, because I don't want to give them any encouragement. I want them to work for it, but it is a funny, funny script.
It's, for those of your listeners who may not be familiar with the Marx Brothers, because not everybody's an uber nerd like me, and it's been a while. They got their start in vaudeville in about 1912 and worked their way up from nothing. They were born in New York. Mom was the penultimate stage mother, always pushing them on stage because she figured that way she could keep an eye on these rowdy kids. When things kind of dried up on the East Coast, she packed everybody up and moved to Chicago. A lot of people don't know the Marx Brothers have a ton of ties in Illinois. They used to play. They played the Castle Theater in Bloomington. I'd figure out a way to work out a Bloomington Normal connection there. Ottawa, I believe Streeter. I haven't been able to confirm that. I know Ottawa was part of the circuit, Champaign-Urbana. They did all this vaudeville stuff, worked their way up through the circuit, started as a singing act. And as time went on, they realized that they were better suited for comedy and kind of switched over, you know, morphed over through the years, found themselves going from the dingy small-time vaudeville to the big-time places, and got an offer to go on Broadway in the early 1920s in a review called I'll Say She Is, which was basically a plotless show with a lot of songs and some skits strung together, but it was a hit. It played forever and ever. So the next step was actually to get a book musical in their hands. And, you know, Broadway was kind of new at the time, and most of the acts were in the same boat as the Marx Brothers. They were vaudeville performers who had moved up to the next level. So they did a show called The Coconuts, written by George S. Kaufman, with music by Irving Berlin, who was a pretty big deal back in the 20s. And that played for 2 or 3 years. And they took it on the road, and then lo and behold, Animal Crackers came to be. And it was their last Broadway show. From that point on, they focused on moving out west and pursuing a movie career. And that's how we know the Marx Brothers today. None of the stage stuff was documented because the technology wasn't there at the time.
Facebook wasn't there.
Exactly. You know, Chico Marx was not checking in on his phone. I don't know what his deal was, but he wasn't.
The Marx Brothers on Facebook.
But we're lucky because these two first Broadway shows were the first two films they made in 1929 and 1930. So there are documented versions of that, but the film and the stage shows are different, and I think we've done a pretty good job of combining both of those elements.
Okay, and Angie, you told me there is another Bloomington Normal connection here. You have some actors?
We do, actually. Jay Hartzler, who actually does a lot of work and is on the board of directors at Community Players here in Bloomington. He made that drive down for auditions, and he won the role, and we have really enjoyed working with Jay. And he actually, last Friday night, introduced us to his little community theater, and we had a blast there as well.
So it's pretty cool. 39 Steps, a great show.
It's pretty cool how we've drawn from all different areas.
Community theater in the Illinois Valley is exactly that. You know, the theater's based in Streeter, but we've got Bloomington Normal. In this cast alone, Bloomington Normal, Tonica, Long Point, Cornell, LaSalle Peru, Ottawa, Mendota, and Streeter. And I don't think I left anybody out. But, I mean, these people have committed basically 3 months 3 to 4 nights a week.
Right.
You know, just for the good of the cause. You know, that we the old adage.
Well, and because they like to make people laugh and get attention.
Yeah.
So we've given them that stage.
The old adage is you are paid by your audience and
right.
to do these things. You know, you're paid with applause and hopefully laughter. So.
Okay, so how do we get tickets?
Tickets are available at the box office. You can call the box office 815-672-3584. Or you can go online, ingolane.org, which is they've had online ticketing for a couple years, and it's really convenient. And you can actually see online what seats are available. The show will run today, May 14th. Yeah. Forgot to turn the page there.
It's been a long 3 months.
It has been a long 3 months. May 14th through the 20th, so there should be good seats available if you contact the box office. Right now. but seriously, it's a show that we've worked hard to learn the script, but it's also a show where we give our actors an opportunity to improvise, go off the script a little bit. I can guarantee that every show will be different from the show before.
Right.
We pride ourselves in it's a spontaneous comedy and anything can happen. So if that's your cup of tea.
And you mentioned the big anniversary for Ingolane. Ingolane's been through a lot. I mean, a tornado.
They absolutely have.
Yeah. So it's really like, it just kind of gives you goosebumps that it's celebrated that long.
We would encourage your listeners too, Jamie, if they do come out to see the show, to ask us for a tour, because we're very proud of this theater. And you're right. In 2010, the tornado came through and took us out for a season. We were dark the whole summer of 2010 because of that tornado, but we have done our best to make it even better than it was prior to that. And we're very proud of the fact that this theater is jam-packed full of talent, local talent.
Oh, goodness.
And I just can't imagine Streeter or the Illinois Valley without this facility.
Can we plug the other shows really quick?
Of course you can.
After Animal Crackers, I mean, there's something for everybody this year. Steel Magnolias will run June 11th through the 17th.
That is such a great stage show. Goodness. Yeah.
Great show.
Monty Python's Spamalot will be July 9th through the 15th. The children's musical this year is The Lion King Junior Experience, and that will be August 6th through the 12th. A really funny comedy, I Hate Hamlet, is September 10th through the 16th.
Gotta see it for the title.
Yeah. And then we're going to wind up with a bang. October 15th through the 21st is the musical comedy Sister Act. So I think there is really, I mean, there should be something that appeals to just about everybody there.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so guys, give us website, Facebook, you're on Twitter, all that jazz?
I think all of the above.
The Facebook
page is pretty hopping. There's usually something of interest up there at least a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. We try to update our shows in real time with rehearsal photographs and, you know, Tech Week photographs. Like I said, the website, if you want tickets on the website, it's very convenient. It's a safe way to order, ingolane.org. And the box office, again, if no one answers, leave a message. They have a tremendous response time. That's 815-672-3584.
Okay. Yeah. Well, guys, anything else before you go?
We look forward to seeing your listeners out there.
Yeah.
We guarantee them some laughs. If not, if they find it completely not funny, I'll give them a box of Animal Crackers.
We have a wonderful cast and crew who have worked very hard to provide you with a couple of hours of entertainment, and I'm sure they're going to deliver.
Wonderful. Well, guys, thanks for making the drive down.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know in the studio on the Shenoah 4th of July committee. Molly Harder is joining us. Hi, Molly. How
Hello.
Are you?
Pretty good.
Good. So you guys have a trivia night coming up, right?
Yep. May 20th.
Okay. So Tell us all about it.
Doors open at 6:30. You can either pay at the door or send payment in to our PO box. And then trivia starts at 7. It's an 80s theme, costume and table decorating.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It's not, you don't get a prize, just bragging rights.
And in Shenoah, that means a lot.
Yes.
It does.
Yes. I was really surprised. The last one we had back in November, people are all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. It's $12 a person.
Okay.
Or 80 per table. And there's 8 people per table. You don't have to have 8 people by any means.
But up to 8 people.
Yes. Okay. And then we're going to have a cash bar. And then DJ. And then we're open to the public at 9:30.
Oh, okay.
So DJ will go until about midnight, I believe, is what we decided.
Will there be some karaoke? 80s karaoke?
I don't know.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah.
But it's Shenoah. They'll just make their own karaoke.
Yeah, right. Whatever happens, happens.
Right. Okay, so this is going to be at the auction gallery.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the, if you don't know where that is, it's the old grocery store.
Yes, correct.
Shenoah used to have a grocery store.
Long time ago.
Yes, that's where it is. Yep. Okay, so do you have to kind of know beforehand that you're going to do this, or can you just like wake up that day, call some friends and say, hey, let's play some trivia tonight?
Well, we are trying to get a deadline.
Okay.
I think we had decided possibly Monday or Tuesday of that week. Just so we can kind of have a better guess of what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we did provide a meal, but not this time.
Okay.
So people who are participating are welcome to bring outside snacks. That's totally welcome.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So you've got the trivia night. What else leading up to the big old 4th of July celebration?
We have got the road rally in June on the 25th.
That is a lot of fun.
Yes, I have actually never done it, so I can't speak to it, but I hear it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, trust me. So when can you start signing up for the road rally?
All of that is kind of pending at the moment. We are still trying to figure out the map.
Okay.
So I guess when we get that figured out, we'll have more information and we'll post that to our Facebook site. So
okay. And if you don't know what the road rally is or if you've never heard of it, it's basically kind of a large scale scavenger hunt kind of thing. It's like it can be an all day thing.
Yeah.
It's intense and the competition is crazy.
Yeah, I do know that we've got 3 checkpoints so far. So if anybody wants to sign up or volunteer for a checkpoint, let us know.
Okay. And I know the Shenoah 4th of July committee always looking for volunteers throughout the year.
Always.
So what are some things that the volunteers do?
Like on the 3rd, we have money takers. We have people checking in wristbands, IDs, pretty much just helping us where we need it.
Right. So there's plenty to do throughout the year.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so you mentioned there's a Facebook page.
Yes.
How else can people get a hold of anyone on the committee? Is that the best way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
We answer the messages pretty quickly, so that's probably the best.
Fantastic. Well, Molly, anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that we have the street dance on the 3rd. Jury's Out is playing again this year.
Oh, they're really good.
We had a huge turnout last year for them, so we asked them to come back. Let's see. We'll have a pork chop dinner that night, as always.
And the pork chops are super tasty.
Yes, as always.
Make room for 2 or 3 of them, because you'll eat them, trust me.
Yeah. And then the Women's Club have the ice cream social.
Mm-hmm. Is that still at the Methodist Church?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
And then we have the parade and fireworks on the 4th.
Okay, wonderful. And best place to sit usually in the football field, but there's plenty of places around.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, the church across the street.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until a couple years ago that I started actually sitting in the football field. And I was really surprised that it's still a great show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And usually there's food in there.
Yep. The vendors from the flea market usually come, a couple of them, and park in the field. We take donations, you know, we'll be around all night taking donations, so.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Well, Molly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? when a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. And in the studio, we have Liz Skinner, the Director of Public Relations, Paul Segobiano, the Director of Development, and Julie Sibley from Fleet Feet. We're going to talk about the Memorial Mile today, and that's hosted by Fleet Feet Sports Bloomington and the Great Plains Life Foundation. So hello, everyone.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
Well, great. You know, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to come and talk about the Memorial Mile. And we were sitting in the office, and we're always looking for new ideas in order to raise funds for the kids that we serve in the State 4 Project. And we had heard about a one-mile hard run, and we put together some thoughts, and we went to Fleet Feet and talked to Julie, and she was so gracious to sit down with us and to help promote this. And we're in our second year of this race, and I'm going to let Julie talk a little bit about the logistics of it.
Good morning.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Well, it's on Monday, May 29th. It is on the Memorial Day Parade Route.
Okay.
And we have a variety of heats for different levels of runners. And the first one starts at 7 a.m. and the last one's at 8, 10 a.m. So we're going to be kicking off every 15 minutes and everybody's going to run a mile downtown Bloomington.
Okay, so nice and early to get out of the way of the parade?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure that's important for the city. Oh, yeah. Because hopefully it's hot by then.
I know, right? Last year was pretty toasty. It got really warm pretty quick. But hopefully this year it'll be nice weather.
Okay, great.
But we'll finish the race at Shady Miller Park. So it'll be an opportunity for it to come in and cool down. And it is a good hard run. And it's really a challenge for these runners. And there again, you know, Julie and her company was so gracious in assisting us in raising funds for these kids. And I'm going to have my partner, Liz Skinner, talk about the Stay Four a little bit.
Well, the race, as you know, benefits the Stay Four Project. And our foundation works with school districts throughout the state of Illinois, as well as here locally. We have about 82 high school students that are in the program this year. And the school district selects students who are low income. Those kids they believe for whatever reason might be at risk for dropping out, but likewise those students who have the aptitude and ability to complete high school and go on to a post-secondary educational program. We work with them during their high school years. They have criteria to fulfill. Once they do that, they graduate from high school and enroll in either a trade school or college. Then we provide them a $1,000 support grant to help with unexpected expenses.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's an exciting program, and we're very proud that we have 97% of our students do graduate from high school.
Oh, that's a good number.
And in fact, have gone on to more than 30 colleges and universities, including Harvard.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're very proud of them. This is a very important part of that program because the more money we raise, obviously, the more kids that we can serve and support. So we're looking forward to another great Memorial Day race. Last year, we had over 100 runners, which we thought was great for a first annual event. We're expecting even more this year.
Okay, and can you sign up already for this event?
Well, you know, I'm going to turn this back over to Julie because they have been so instrumental in really bringing Liz and I, so to speak, on board and educating us as to what run's all about and how to conduct. And they've really done an excellent, excellent job, and Julie's going to tell you all about that.
Yep, you can register for the event now. If you go to fleetfeetbloomington.com, registration link is open on the Memorial Mile page. And I believe that the early bird registration deadline was yesterday.
Oh.
But you can still sign up all the way up through race day.
Okay, fantastic. And you can go to the there that morning and sign
up? Absolutely.
Okay.
You can make a game time decision.
Yeah.
And it costs $15 without a t-shirt and $25 with a t-shirt.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Well, I tell you what, this is not bad at all. An opportunity to come in and talk about what we do for kids across the state of Illinois. And sometimes you never see the face of those kids, But if you could see the messages that we get back, the emails, you know, from these kids. In fact, we just found out today that one of our students that we support in this program is now in Washington, D.C. as a deputy director.
Oh, wow.
She's graduated from the University of Chicago. These are the type of individuals, I said a moment ago, you never see their faces, but you can feel it in your heart what you've done for us.
Yeah.
So we're asking everybody who wants to challenge himself to get out there on Memorial Day and run this one hard mile run. And there again, you'll never see the faces, but you accomplish an awful lot for these kids.
Well, one addition to the run this year is the Glory Wave. And we thought, you know, it's important on Memorial Day. Of course, we recognize the veterans who have made sacrifices for us over the years. And so we thought, you know, we need to have a special heat for those veterans and our first responders.
Right.
So we're inviting them to be in a special heat beginning at 7:45. There is no charge for the veterans and first responders to be in our Glory Wave, and we encourage them to run in uniform.
It's a super fun race. It's 1 mile. If you're a beginner, it's a great way to challenge yourself for the first time. And if you are a little bit more experienced and want to get out there and see how fast you can go, it's a great day.
Okay. So the Stay Four Project, are you guys looking for volunteers, donations, anything like that throughout the year?
Could you say that a little louder about donations?
Donations!
You know, one of the biggest problems we have with this program, believe it or not, is some student in one of the schools will say, how did you get in the program? How can I get in it? And Liz said at a moment, it's all about money. The more money we raise, the more kids we can get in this program. She mentioned 97% graduation rate. We can continue to build on that with the money we raise. And hopefully Memorial Day race is going to double what we had last year through Julie's efforts, Liz's efforts, our efforts, your efforts, everybody, you know. It's really reaching out and touching kids who need a soft hand on their back. And we know there's a lot of generous people out there. And if you've ever seen a 16 or 17-year-old kid and needs help, they got a lot of it when they were 5 and 6 years old. They're just not as cute anymore, 16 and 17. So we need to put a soft hand on their back. And
right.
We're reaching out and say that word again, donation.
Donation!
And, you know, anyone who's interested in learning more about our foundation, the Stay Four Project, you can always go to www.stayford.org.
Okay. And I'm assuming you have Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff that the kids can look at. Okay. Well, anything else that you guys need to get out there before you leave me today?
Well, we're never going to leave you after this opportunity. But we do thank you for the opportunity. You know, Liz and I feel, you know, when we can partner with people such as Fleet Feet and Julie, know what our situation is, the situation that we're confronted with trying to get more kids in the program. And it's you offering us the opportunity to come here and talk about how we can benefit through the media. We're very, very grateful.
Well, I'm grateful for you guys, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I gotta work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. In the studio, Laura Cordero from Children's Home and Aid. The 5K, how did it go?
5K went surprisingly well, despite the weather.
Yes, it wasn't great that morning.
It was cold and it was rainy, but we had about 100 people that actually came out for the race, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And we raised about $1,700 over our goal of 7,000. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. And we didn't get to do the color because of the weather. It was very windy, very rainy, but it was still a really good time. And of course, for a great cause.
Oh, absolutely. And everyone, nobody had any complaints.
No.
You know, everybody that showed up enjoyed it and had a great time. We all got free pizza. So that was wonderful, too.
Free pizza's good.
And Firehouse Pizza, and it's really
good. It's very good, yes. Okay, well, you guys are busy all year long. You've got a big luncheon coming up. Tell us about that.
We have our For the Love of Children luncheon. This is our 7th annual. It's kind of the same schedule as the 5K, actually. It's on Tuesday, May the 23rd. Okay. 11 o'clock sangria reception at the Doubletree over on Rickyard Drive in Bloomington. The tickets are $100 and $80 of that $100 is tax deductible.
Oh, nice. Okay, so of course, with the luncheon, you get some food, but I see something about a sangria reception. Anytime you see sangria, you have to...
I know.
That's, you got to talk about
this
that.
This will be the second year that we've done it.
Okay.
Last year we really wanted to do it out on the patio, but the weather again did not cooperate. So
what is going on with the weather?
So we were inside in the foyer, which it still worked out great, and everyone had a great time then.
So you are having a guest speaker at the luncheon. Tell us about her.
Our speaker is Mindy Smith. She is the program director of our Family Support Services. She is actually going to introduce a video that was created for a series called Stranded by the State. And okay. It's about different programs throughout the state that were affected by the lack of state budget.
Which we still don't have.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So they did a focus on our Healthy Start program. So it's about a 10-minute long video about Healthy Start and how it affected one of our clients and her worker. And then Mindy's just going to talk a little bit more then after that about what people can do to help.
Mm-hmm. And I know, speaking of the budget, you guys do a lot of lobbying. You go to Springfield. Are you seeing anything that maybe looks like we are going to get a budget in the future to help programs like Children's Home and Aid?
Not really.
Oh,
unfortunately.
That's bad news.
You know, we had a lobby day in April where a lot of people from our board and things went down to Springfield. They did get a meeting with the governor, but nothing's come about as of yet. So.
Oh, okay. And then any dates in the future where you ladies are going back down for
not
anything?
Not that I know of yet.
Okay. Okay. So still everything's just kind of in limbo still.
Still.
Oh, goodness.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, this luncheon, let's go back to that. How do you get those tickets?
You can register online at childrenshomeandaid.org. Go to our events page, click on For the Love of Children, and you can register right there.
Okay, wonderful. And that money, like, stays right here in this community, right?
Correct. Okay. Everything we raise here stays here.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Laura, anything else that you'd like to add?
We also have sponsorship opportunities available for the luncheon, starting as high as $5,000 all the way down to $1,000 for a table. Or you can just be a table captain and invite 10 of your friends to come and sit at a table with you.
Nice. Co-workers, relatives, anybody.
Anybody. Anybody. We
Great.
Would appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Jamie London. I want to thank all of our guests again for coming in for this week's Be in the Know. On the community calendar, a breastfeeding basics class at Advocate Broman Medical Center. It's going to be tomorrow from 6:30 until 9 at the hospital. The class fee is $15 and registration is required. You can register on their website. On Tuesday, a free bone density heel scan from 11 to 1 at Advocate Broman Medical Center. The screening is free, but you must make an appointment. On Tuesday night, a class for new moms. It's from 6:30 until 8:30 at Advocate Broman Medical Center. The class fee is $15 per couple. You can go to the website to register. Farmer City Heritage Days is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Joe Diffie will be the headliner for Saturday. Friday night entertainment will be Zach Lindley and the Rebel Daredevils and the Natu Band. There's going to be a beer garden, a carnival, craft vendors in the park, kids and adult pedal tractor pull, a car and tractor show, a parade, and a whole lot more.